It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney Refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is WTIC's Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel and Dennis Halnan of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and Dennis by phone at 860-522-9842 or email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com. Get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here are Eric and Dennis on WTIC News Talk 1080.
On this beautiful Saturday morning,
you have Joey and Dennis today in place of Eric. Eric is off sipping margaritas or something somewhere.
The south of France. Carolyn's going to Morocco. I go to East Hampton. Gosh, I'm a better agent. But thank you for joining us this morning. Hour two starting here on Computer Talk with Tab or half Tab. So it's like Tab lowercase.
Tab lowercase.
Technologies advancing business. Tab computers.
Yep, that's it. That's the place.
Who came up with that name? Do you know the history of it?
Had to be Joe. Had to be TJ.
Well, that was TJ.
It had to be.
That's like an amazing name for a computer company. Like it's just something. It just Tab. It helped. It works. It's easy to remember. It actually has meaning.
It's on every keyboard.
Every computer. And it's a great acronym. Good job, TJ. We still love you. But now, thanks for joining us. We can, if you have questions, concerns, comments, you can still call us.
And the phone number is?
860-522-9842. That transposes to WTIC,
right.
9842.
That's right. So not hard to figure out.
No. Unfortunately, I don't have any concert tickets for anyone.
No.
I always wanted to give away, like, concert tickets.
Oh.
Like the good old, heyday of radio back in the day. Be caller 7, now in the hotline.
Oh, yeah, they don't do that anymore, do they?
No.
I didn't even think about that, but no, nobody does that.
You know what we could do? We just have to come across them. Call now to win your free AOL CD.
We don't have tickets, but I think we have e-cycling.
We have e-cycling.
We have e-cycling.
Yeah. We have an e-cycling event May 2nd right here at the studio in Farmington, 10 Executive Drive, Farmington, Connecticut, from 9 to noon. Bring your unused, unwanted electronics. One of our clients, Environmental Office Systems, will be here to e-cycle your e-waste.
I've never seen people more excited to take someone else's trash than those people were last year.
They're crazy for it.
They are.
It's almost insane.
And you get the, like, I haven't seen one of these in years. It's so cool.
And it's great to watch them, like, just go through everybody's stuff, dismantle it, and separate it, and put it into pallets and get the pallets loaded on the trucks, and it's just wild.
Yeah.
They go nuts over this stuff.
There was one guy last year showed up with like a small pickup truck full of printers.
Oh, that's right.
The dude just had like eight, and they weren't like desk printers. They were like office printers. And I was like, dude either just got let go, and he took every printer from work, or he just had a stockpile of printers that he... I know we've been stockpiling some stuff here.
Oh.
We got a box, and I know there's a lot of stuff Very that's nice. Going to be going from
Spring
here.
Spring cleaning's going to go so crazy here next week.
Yeah.
I've got
There's
going to
be an echo in this studio after.
Nothing left.
I've got another tote full of stuff for them. So that'll be nice to deliver.
You know, cause I'll be here next week with you guys also. I won't be hosting like today with you, unfortunately. Right. But I want to see if anyone has a TiVo. If someone out there brings a TiVo, I will have a water bottle for you. The first person to bring me a TiVo next week gives a water. I'll give him a water bottle.
I got to ask, why do you?
I
want
don't
a TiVo?
Know. I had two TiVos back in the day.
Oh,
it was an amazing.
You just
piece
like
of technology.
Them. Okay,
when you think about it.
Well, the other piece of technology that for me is amazing is the iPod.
Oh, the old school iPod?
The old school iPods with the wheel interface.
I had a Touch, which was like the stripped iPhone.
If you think about that, it was the perfectly designed device for what it does.
No, it was the Microsoft Zune, said nobody. Hence, everyone out there going, what is a Zune?
Except exactly. for my brother.
Oh, you had one in your family.
I did. He also worked for Microsoft.
Okay.
And he worked in their hardware division. And at the time that he was hired, they were still making Zunes.
Wow.
So he had
He was hired
one
within that week?
Actually, he was hired to deal with Xboxes. But that's a different story. At any rate, he was with Microsoft back when they were making Zunes. And he kept telling me how great his Zune was.
Yep. Him and Sheldon.
I just never happened to buy one at the time because I had bought an iPod right before that.
So. I am still not an Apple fan, but I appreciate what they did. And I never owned an iPod. I owned the iPod Touch.
Oh, all right. Well, that's a different thing.
I am talking
about the
iPod.
Device with the scroll wheel because that scroll wheel interface is what really made it as perfect as it was.
Yeah.
You just have no idea how amazing that interface is unless you have it in your hand and you're using it.
Yep. At that time, I was still and will still argue with people. I was still flip through your 96 CD collection booklet, which we did at every red light back in the day. Like you had the red light and you were flipping. You knew when you were going for that album, it was the seventh page, fourth one down on the left. Like you, people had to remember these things. Then fancy digital technology showed up. Yeah, so Dennis wants an iPod, old school, and I want a TiVo.
Okay.
We'll have to see what Eric wants that morning.
All right.
It'll be cool. If you got stuff piling up, VCRs, but old you got that laptop you can no longer find a battery for? So, Lori, if you get a new laptop, you can bring down the old one.
Yeah.
Or the other gentleman who called in, if he gets his new laptop, bring down your old one. But we have Tom. Tom over Tom. Harwington. I will forever say Harwington, Tom. I'm sorry.
No, there's no G in Harwington.
It's just habit. To me, it's also Berlin.
I know. There's so many towns that have the ING in them that you just assume it's part of Harwington.
But yep.
Look at it this way. Harwington is a contraction of Hartford and Windsor. There's no G in any of those.
Now you're just hurting my brain.
So it's Harwington.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. Harwinton.
But you guys do have the best pancake breakfast on Father's Day at the Volunteer Firehouse, I must say.
Oh.
Yeah, well, that's good to know.
So if you get over to the Volunteer Firehouse over there, right, whatever road that is, over by the fairgrounds, best pancake breakfast on Father's Day.
Mm-hmm.
So.
That's on Locust Road.
There you go. So, Tom, you got some old emails from 1973 showing up, I'm hearing. What do we got, Tom?
So here's the problem. Somebody I know just had their email address changed. Their first name is Karen. So when I type in K-A-R, it's bringing up at Cox and now at Gmail.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want the Cox. I have tried to figure out how to get rid of it and just leave the Gmail. How do you do it? I'm in it right now.
Well, what program are you using to get to your email?
Right. Yeah, I forgot to tell you. All right. I'm using Outlook web-based email on a desktop PC, Windows 11. So where it says 2, I type in K-A-R. Oh, God, I got 3 of them.
Oh, now we got 3 of them.
Yeah, somebody that I have no idea who it even is came up. But anyway, how do I get rid of these others that I don't want?
If I remember right, what'll happen is as you're typing, you'll see the names come up as possible responses. Mm-hmm. Well, what you want to do, there should be over to the right of the name, there should be a little X button that you can click, and it should remove that as a possible choice.
Yes. I would not be calling if that was the case.
Yeah, well, I'm saying it out loud, but I'm thinking that it can't be working that way for you.
I don't see an X. All I see is the person's name. Wait a minute. Yeah, that's all I see is the person's name. And their email address.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I went into my settings. I looked at email, you know, all the various drop-down menus they have. I can't find anything. I think it's in the browser. I'm using Brave. But,
So, yeah, if the X isn't there, I'm seeing for Outlook on the web, it's buried in the settings. But you got to search history to delete. And I don't want you deleting all of them. That's my fear, to go in and clear something like that.
Well, you know, I went into my address book in Outlook. And okay. I changed the email address to be the Gmail address. So the Cox address is no longer in my address book.
Yeah.
Like I said, I think it's in the browser that somehow has this stuff.
It'll probably still be in the Outlook. It's just going to be a part of a cache file that we don't want you to delete them all. We only want you to delete that one.
Yeah, I want to delete. Well, it's not just this one person. There's probably a bunch of people in this boat, but...
We're only starting from scratch, though. History is nice. It's kind of a nice feature to have.
Well, true. But you might have to start over.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Start over meaning what?
So there's a couple, I'm sure Dennis will get them up to on the Computer Talk with Tab or thenameoftheshow.com.
Which really does work.
It does. If anyone ever questions that, you can go to your browser and type thenameoftheshow.com, and it brings you to the Computer Talk page. There's some documents on how to go into and clear your privacy and data, which is all that history of those all those autocomplete things. But that's the thing; it's all of those things.
Oh man!
Yeah. So if you don't mind, like you know, putting everyone's email address in, I don't know how many people. I don't know if you're sending out you know mass email lists to Tom's Pancake Breakfast in Harwinton.
No.
It might not.
I don't send that many. I mean, does it affect other things where when I type in, not in email, but when I type in, you know, it'll prompt, it'll bring up, you know, options that I could click on. Will it blow out all those?
It should not. It should just be that history inside of Outlook.
All right. So you're going to post something on the website that works?
We will.
Yeah, because if that X isn't there, you know, there was an update and they added that feature of not having a feature. and we'll be able to delete that stuff because it seems simple, but nothing's simple, Tom.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
Noticed something.
You noticed something.
I went down to this name that I have no idea who it is. And all over on the far right-hand side, there's a trash can. And I scroll over it, and it says discard.
Okay.
There.
Let's discard this message.
Oh.
Never mind. Too easy.
Yeah.
You got us excited for a second.
Yeah.
I was excited.
See, yeah, we don't have Outlook in here, unfortunately, because I can't even just launch Outlook and play around with you. Live on the radio.
All right. Well, if you post something on the website, I'll check it out and see what I can do.
Yeah, just keep an eye out for that, Dennis. Computer Talk with Tab, thenameoftheshow.com. And it'll be in the links, Tom.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
We've all had. I mean, that's the biggest thing. I've had my email address for a while, but people email, you know, they think there'd be an easy way to do this, Microsoft.
There should be, isn't.
It's going to be a feature you'll have to subscribe to in the future. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We got Mark in Bristol, Papa in Manchester. We got some Bluetooth phone issues, protecting some data. So we're going to take a quick break right here. It's Dennis and myself, Joey, filling in for Eric. Dennis is still here.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's identity refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
I feel she's going to Rickroll us eventually. And I wouldn't hate her for it.
No.
Carolyn behind the glass playing DJ Carolyn this morning. Thank you for joining us, Carolyn.
Ooh,
thanks for
Rickroll,
coming in.
What a wonderful idea that I hadn't previously thought of.
Oh, the internet is such great things. I wonder when that started. I'll have to figure out when that started. But thank you for joining us again. It's a beautiful Saturday morning. It's Computer Talk with Tab. Dennis and myself, Joey, filling in for Eric. We're taking your computer questions, comments, and concerns here in the studio. 860-522-9842. Dennis is burning up his keyboard over there, updating the website with all the links to everything we've been talking about this morning. Again, next week we have our e-cycling event, so we want to see all of you. My plan is we're going to be, you know, weather permitting, we will still be here doing it come rain or shine. We'll be set up right here in front of the building at 10 Executive Drive in Farmington. I want to make it like a nice, seamless, you know, you drive in, kind of like a drive-through style.
Yeah.
Where people can drive by, say hi. Maybe I'll have a microphone we can shove in someone's face in their car, see what they're dropping off. And
yeah, because we got to snoop.
Yeah, we have to. You know? I
mean, that's the fun.
That's the fun of that. You know, the old. You never know what people are going to get rid of for their old technology. I want to see a TiVo. Dennis wants to see an iPod, OG version.
Right.
If someone comes in, I want to see their music collection. I want to know what songs they were into.
Fire it up and take a look.
Yeah,
right?
Because you know that thing's from a few years ago. So, like, I want to know you know, what was their music taste 10, 12, 15 years ago?
Yeah, maybe they've got some aha in there, which we just heard.
Maybe they'll Rickroll me.
Yeah.
We're gonna take some more phone calls. Let's go to Mark in the hometown of Bristol, as I am. Mark, you got some phone questions. How we doing, sir?
Good. Hometown of New Hartford. I'm in Bristol.
Oh, right. Hartford.
Whereabouts in Bristol, if you don't mind? You know, I can tell you where to
I'm
go
up
to get
on
it.
Top of the hill.
Top of the
I'm
hill.
Up on top of the hill. You know, James P. Casey.
Oh, up by okay.
Up top there.
I say you're
up here to strap down my load for Monday, so I get extra hours sleep. You know, I have to get up at 1 a.m. on Monday.
So you can head down the road a little bit, head east. You can get some good ice cream. I know there's a good ice cream spot up there. You're probably the farthest you can be in Bristol from a Dunkin' Donuts because we have 43 of them.
No, they're right down the bottom corner of Mix and Route 6. There's one.
Yeah, that's a drive-through. Yep. Across Harbor Freight there. So, yeah, we got plenty of Dunkins. But, Mark, how's your phone's not playing nicely, I'm seeing.
Okay. My car is a Ford F-150. The tractor trailer And both of those are synced up to my phone. Now, in my car, when the phone rings, I have to answer it. In the tractor trailer, all last week, it would answer itself. So I'd have to scramble, put my headset on, and then push the buttons while I'm driving a tractor trailer down the road to get the, you know, to go into the headphones. Because in here, it's a sleeper berth, and it's so echoey and stuff, it's hard for the people to understand me.
Mm-hmm.
So I put it through the headphones, and it's just one button push and stuff and while you're driving. But it's been answering itself in here. It won't do it in my car.
So is it answering in the tractor trailer? Is it answering it through the radio or automatically picking it up on the headset?
It's automatically in the car. I mean, in the tractor trailer. It's answering it through the radio.
Is that the original radio winner, or do you have it swapped out recently?
No, it's the original. This is a 2024. This is okay. A relatively new truck.
And has it always been like that, or is it just a new thing?
No, it just started the beginning of last week.
Oh, so he got hit by the update somewhere.
He got it. Sounds like the firmware on his truck got updated.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering if it's a what kind of truck is it for?
It's a 2024 International XT. It's got the X15 Cummings in, if that makes a difference.
All right, because I'm wondering if there was something that got changed. You know, the firmware on the truck radio got updated through the phone, and they added that feature. If you can go through the menus in the radio and see if there's an auto answer feature in there now.
And just turn that off.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would think that there's got to be a setting in there.
Because I don't like... It's a little bit smaller. My Chevy pickup, there's that option in my Android car to auto answer, auto read messages.
Are you using Android Auto or the Apple version of that to connect the truck to the phone?
My phone is an iPhone 12.
Okay. So it'd be through CarPlay.
CarPlay. I wonder if there's a... something about the CarPlay app that's doing that too. Because there would be CarPlay in the truck and on the phone, and they talk to each other, and then they arbitrate what they do with the connection.
So between the phone and the radio in the truck, there might be a setting that got turned on inadvertently to auto answer.
Or turned off or something. Something. There's a switch that got flipped in between those two things. And possibly in both. I don't know.
Now, where would the CarPlay be? Would it be in the Bluetooth or in the control center or general?
It would be the control center for CarPlay. It's the little green icon. It looks kind of like a... I don't know what their actual icon looks like, because I don't use CarPlay. But inside
I don't see anything that says CarPlay on it.
On the radio in your truck?
On the radio in the truck. Well, I can't go into it right now because we're talking on the phone.
Yeah, so it's like a green square with like a little play and like a C around it for CarPlay. If that's what you're, if the phone's auto-answering through that, and there might be a setting also on your phone, which unfortunately, again, we're talking on now, to auto-answer when connected to CarPlay.
Okay, so that's what I'll have to check. And I will go on. I got to try, what is it, that radio show?
Which one?
For your website there.
Oh, the name of the good computer talk with
the
Tab.
Name of the show.
Or the name of the show.
The name of the show.com actually works.
I like that.
It's wonderful.
Try that one.
It's wonderful. I burst out laughing when I figured out that it worked.
Yeah, because like Eric's been saying it for years, and no one really understands. No, if you actually go to thenameoftheshow.com, it's computer talk page.
I gotta check that out.
So, but yeah, like I said, look in those two settings on your phone and on
in the
CarPlay and the truck and see if there's an auto answer feature. Because I know I have it and there's an Android version, so I'm assuming you might too. But thanks.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you, Mark. Stay safe on the roads, buddy.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. It's just one of those features.
It's a feature.
Like
not a bug. It's a feature.
I know my truck with Android Auto has the auto read text messages.
Oh.
And I'm like, no, turn off. I don't want it. Like, I'll get to you when I get to you.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't want that coming up on my screen either.
Nor do I want my phone auto answering. I feel like the drive through ordering a cheeseburger.
Yeah. Yeah. So. That would just distract me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's meant to be a help, not a hindrance, people. So we're rolling up to the 10:30 news here on WTIC News Talk 1080, coming up with Morgan Cunningham. There we go.
Oh.
I got to do the Night of the Roxbury here. I'm feeling it.
Got to do the robot.
I'm loving this. It's Computer Talk with Tab, Dennis, and myself, Joey, filling in for Eric. I am not with Computer Talk with Tab. I'm like the interim resident geek, I guess. I'm the guy that
you
gets,
are.
I'm like the guy that gets pizza. Every company needs a guy that can order a good pizza.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So thank you for joining us. If you have any other questions, like we said, give us a call, 860-522-9842. That's 860-522-WTIC. I don't think I've ever answered the phone with this person's name, but he's calling from Manchester. More software questions, Dennis.
All right. We are ready with software
Let's
answers.
Let's go to Papa in Manchester. Good morning, good afternoon, and hello.
Hello. I just want to tell you how much I love your show and how much I've listened and learned over the years. So
thank you
I
very much.
It.
I'll take a piece of that credit. I'll take like 0.6% of that credit, Papa.
You should take more than 1%. Your share.
I get a 1%. I'm the 1%ers.
Yeah, you're a 1%er.
Thank you.
So here's my question.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any industry standards or state regulations or requirements for municipalities as far as protecting your information?
I'm not a lawyer, so I can't really give you everything.
I'm not asking. But, let me put it this way. Is there software in your industry, and I'm assuming you're so big that you probably do work for some municipalities, are there any standards that you have to comply to when you're working within those systems or software that you've sold them that protects this information?
Well, there isn't like a package that you can buy that is sold to protect municipalities. There are instead are best practices to maintain data integrity and maintain data privacy. Now, there are laws that the towns have to abide by. I am not familiar with all of them. We do deal with municipalities from time to time, and there are requirements that we have to meet. One of them is that we need to provide backups that are encrypted. We do things like that. We do that for all of our clients, really. But I'm not aware of any kind of particular software package that is sold for that singular purpose. Again, it's just a matter of having best practices that keep data secure and private. And we do that.
All right. So is there, I guess, along the same lines, when data is in a system, and you'll have to excuse me, I've been out of the industry now for 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
There's rights and privileges as far as who has access to data that's stored within a system.
Correct.
And there's typically an audit trail that can be traced if the data has been accessed. And typically the administrator of the system has all rights and privileges.
Correct. Correct.
So there is software also, or maybe it's just part of the operating systems now, I don't know what they're using, that shows that path, if you will, of who's accessed the information.
Well, that information can be gleaned from the, from among other things, Active Directory.
Correct.
So that is always available, and it's available on any network that has Windows servers, and it's built. It's a built-in feature to them, and it's available not only for municipalities but companies. Anybody who's got Windows servers is going to have that capability. There are third-party utilities that kind of expand on that. On that own built-in audit trail, There's a company called Netrix that makes software along those lines, and it's Netwrix, kind of an unusual spelling. Make software. It works both within what Active Directory provides by definition, and it offers some additional auditing and reporting capabilities. But there are other companies that make similar software. Yeah.
How long is that data typically stored for? Is it into perpetuity? Or I know in the industry I was in, when the customer wanted to move on to another vendor, if you will, or get another piece of equipment, we couldn't guarantee any standard of formatting. So our option was to always allow the vendor, the client, to purchase the drive and destroy or do what they want. But how long in a municipality, just based on your working, how long is that data stored for?
The data is stored as long as Active Directory maintains it. Now, if you're using a reporting tool like Netrix that I mentioned, it can be kept longer because that data gets offloaded to the reporting tool and then it gets stored in their systems.
Yeah, okay.
That you've got, so you can have an audit trail that conceivably goes back forever. But under normal circumstances with Active Directory, it's only going to be for, I want to say, a week to 10 days, if that. It may even be less. But that, again, that's just what's built in, and you can have other tools beyond that that go further.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. I think the balance of my questions, then, I'm going to make call into Law Talk.
Unfortunately, he's off today because we have early Red Sox game.
Oh, no.
I'm patient. I'm patient. I can wait with them because the crux of my issue is I'm security driven. I was in the industry for years. Mm-hmm. I only use one credit card for any online purchases, and that way there I can track where it was compromised and when. But when they ask to copy your photo ID for whatever reasons, and then you ask to look for that file or retrieve it or how many they have, you can't get any information. It's crickets. So I'm just curious along the lines, just because of something that's happened, and it happened when they scanned a document at the dump for proof of in the town of Manchester, and basically I've been unable to obtain any answers at all. So. Being out of the business for a while, I guess what I'd like to do is look into the best practices for that and see what I can find out. But I certainly appreciate your expertise and what you've been able to do to help me today.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Papa. Have a good one, Mike.
I don't know if I really helped that much.
It's one of those things, unfortunately, comes down to
it is.
That company or municipality or organization thinks it's best practice.
Yeah.
So good luck with that, Papa. We appreciate it. Yeah, we're going to take a quick break here. We're rolling up close to 11 o'clock, the end of the show. We seem to still be afloat. The calendar hasn't been used much to bail us out. So I appreciate everyone tuning in, listening, calling in with questions. We'll come back with another call. But it's Dennis and myself, Joey, right here on WTIC News Talk 1080 for Tab, Computer Talk with Tab, on Saturday mornings, 9 to 11. We'll be right back after this quick break.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. RealVac 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And RealVac 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dennis,
oh,
the Overlord texted me.
Oh, and?
Mentioned the e-recycling event.
Well, we did, but we should bring it up again.
We should do it again. Yes.
Oh, yeah. You know. It's going to be next Saturday, May 2nd, mm-hmm. right here at the radio station, 10 Executive Drive, Farmington, Connecticut, from 9 a.m. to noon. Bring your unwanted old electronics. One of our TAB clients, Environmental Office Systems, will be here to take your old electronics, sort it, and they will recycle it. They will repurpose it. They will recycle it. They will do what can be done to make it useful somewhere, somehow.
I like that reuse
and
portion of it.
And keep it out of the landfills. Yeah. That's the most important thing.
And if anyone's looking for me, I might be diving through there looking for RAM.
Yeah. Well, that's what they're going to be diving yeah. for, too.
Be looking for some RAM. Anything comes with DDR5, it's mine. Calling it now.
Yeah, that's gold yeah. now. That's gold.
Ounce for ounce, I think it's more than gold.
It could be.
We're having a great time here. We got a few more minutes. Let's take another call. Charmaine in Hartford. Every time I see what you have questions about, I think of something else. I'll discuss later, Charmaine. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Well, thanks for calling. We appreciate it. What do you have a problem with here?
Programs keep popping in and out on my computer. Whatever you're doing, and then it's difficult to do any work on it.
All right. What's happening?
Yeah.
All the pop-ups keep getting in your way?
Yes. That just keep. If you're doing anything, programs just keep popping in and out, on the computer.
All right. Are these coming up in the lower right corner of the screen, or is it just taking over the whole screen?
It take over the whole screen.
That's not good.
That's not good.
What you might want to do is do a malware search on it, and for that, I would recommend getting Malwarebytes.
What you might want to do is do a
Malwarebytes.
Yeah.
So, where would you get that?
You can download it. It's called Malware Bytes. We will have a link to it on our website and on our Facebook group.
It's called Malware Bytes.
Okay.
So you'll just download that and install it. It might be a little tricky to navigate it through all the pop-ups depending on how quick they're coming
yeah,
out.
Yeah, she's probably going to have a hard time getting it done while the pop-ups are getting in the way.
Yeah.
But, and another thing, how do you change your password on the computer?
Change the password on the computer. That's easy. If it's Windows, you hit Control-Alt-Delete, and then there will be a small menu that comes up in the middle of the screen. One of those mm-hmm. items is going to be change a password.
Or just hit Control-Alt-Delete.
All at the same time.
Okay. And
that probably won't get rid of your pop-up issue, though.
So the malware bytes will.
Yeah, that'd be the first bet, is to download and install the malware bytes.
Okay.
And then run that, and it'll find anything nefarious that shouldn't be there. and it'll ask you if you want to quarantine or get rid of it, and that'll be the first step. How old is the machine?
Let me see. How about 5?
Okay. So it's worth putting in the effort to try and clean it up.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what if, how do you get a,
It could have came from
Microsoft Word.
It could have came, you clicked on an email, visited, there's so many things out there, a bad website, inside a website that was a good thing.
It could have been something that got installed along with other software that you might have installed at some point.
What if somebody else has your password? Mm-hmm. Could they be the ones who's controlling this and doing all sorts of things to if they know your password?
If they know your password and connect logged onto your computer and installed the game or one of those find a free games or something for a video game, a plug-in, shall we say, or checking their email and clicked on something, it's possible. So that's I get where you're coming with that you want to change your password, but the malware bytes is the first step. Make sure that all those pop-ups are gone, then change your password. Is there someone else that uses the computer once in a while, I'm guessing?
I did take it out to fix, and they got hold of my password. So they know my password.
Okay. See, I think the first thing install the malware bytes, run that, and then change your password and keep it home.
All right. Another thing, if you would like to get Microsoft Word, is there any way you could get it without using the one that's installed on the computer?
You're going to pay.
You've got to buy it. There are free alternatives that will do the same functions.
Like?
One of them comes from some product that we've recommended before for people called LibreOffice. It's a free software suite that includes a writer tool that is a replacement for Word. It also has a spreadsheet tool that replaces Excel. It's got a presentation tool that replaces PowerPoint. We can provide a link to that.
Oh, you could? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, we can do that.
What's the name of it? Writer?
LibreOffice. LIBRE. And then Office.
Okay.
They'll give you all the functionality of Microsoft Word, and you'll be able to type the novel we're going to be looking for, Charmaine.
The Great American Novel. You'll be writing it.
Okay. So the order you want to go in is Malwarebytes, run that.
Change your password.
Change your password, and then
you can install LibreOffice.
Yep. And then give us a call back and let us know how you're making out.
No. Where should I go to get this download? What's the website?
Go check our website, which is computertalkwithtab.com, and it will be there.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll be there in a little bit. Don't go right. Dennis is furiously typing. Mike G's furiously typing. But the way the internet works, it might take a few minutes to show up. So keep checking often. That information will be there for you, Charmaine.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, and good luck.
Thanks.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye.
The dreaded pop-ups. I think we can squeeze Steve in. Yeah, he's got a good, I like this, maintaining good battery life. Steve in Weehaw, West Hartford. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Joey and Dennis. How you guys doing?
Hey, thank you for calling.
Hey, you're welcome. I have HP Pavilion. It's 11th gen Intel i5. I bought it in August of 21.
Okay.
It does have an aluminum case. Thank you.
Good.
And my battery, it kicks butt all the time. I want to know what I can do to maintain good battery life. I always plug it in for peak performance. Seldom do I use it. I'll use it as a hotspot in my truck sometimes when needed. But my battery, I mean, it just seems to go on and on and on, and I'm good. Not going to complain about it, but what can I do to continually maintain? Do you ever drain it all the way down?
No, like do not do that.
Tool? It's
do the, not do that.
The old battery technologies, whether it was NiCad, nickel cadmium, that had a memory. That's when you wanted to drain them. The new ones, the lithium polymers, the lithium, all the life, whatever battery acronyms, they can handle just the continuous drain charge. You don't have to do the full drain anymore.
There should not really be much.
The newer batteries do not have the memory, and it's actually the opposite with the lithium batteries. If you drain them too far, they ain't going to charge again.
Yeah, the problem with a lithium battery is if you drain it and leave it drain too long, then its ability to take a charge again will be diminished. Mm-hmm. So the only advice that I would give you is to just never let it get down to zero.
Yeah.
Now, go ahead and run it. Go ahead and plug it in. Leave it on a charger if you like. The old days where people told you not to leave things on chargers all the time, that is no longer a problem. The charger, the motherboard, and the battery themselves, all three of those things actually have power management in them, and they will talk to each other. So they will make sure everything's all right. Just don't let the battery get down to zero and leave it there for any length of time.
Mm-hmm.
Always get it charged up. It just needs to get to 1 or 2%, and it's going to be all right.
Yep.
Yeah, it's strange. I have a Dell that's probably from 2008. I don't even know what it has for Windows. And when that's charged, the battery lasts insanely long. I don't get it. But once again, I'm not going to bitch about it.
No. No. You can brag about it, which you are. I'll take that.
But. Mike G just weighed in, and he suggested keeping lithium-ion batteries between 20 and 80%. That sounds like good advice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, seldom is it ever under like 97. I try to go back to it before I'm shutting it down for the day and let it charge up.
Yeah, battery technology has advanced leaps and bounds. And like Dennis was saying, the computer, everything's talking to everything, so it knows what's going on.
They do.
Thanks for the call, Steve.
Yeah.
Great. Have a great weekend.
You too. We made it, Dennis.
We made it without Eric.
Without Eric, who? There's our next line of merch, Eric Who shirts.
All right. We got to remind you, come to our e-cycling event. Recycle all of your electronics next week, May 2nd, here at the Farmington radio station.
10 Executive Drive.
10 Executive Drive. We will be taking your stuff between 9 and noon.
If you need any more information, I'm sure on Facebook, the Computer Talk with Tab
Whip. It'll be posted.
It's got all the information there. So we want to see you guys. I want some TiVos. Dennis wants some iPods.
Yeah. And who knows what Eric wants?
Clean out the basement, spring cleaning.
And remember, we want you to be geeks too.
Even I can do it.
Yeah.
Have a good weekend, everybody.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane.
Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's identity refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.